It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Emily and Lenny revealed more classified characters joining the line during their Sky Striker unboxing a few weeks ago, and then we got to see some of them. So let's talk Classified Steel Corps. Usually when I do one of these deep dive videos, it occurs prior to seeing the actual name-only reveal figure or figures, you know, actually revealed. Not too long after telling us that a Joe Team Troop Builder 2-pack was on the way, they decided to just show us the digital render for G.I. Joe Day, and it turned out to be a male and female 2-pack for the newly named Steel Corps. But we shall get to the details of that later. Let's start at the beginning, not of time, but 1987, and a mail-away offer to join the G.I. Joe team and make a figure of yourself. Hasbro created a kitbashed figure with a fresh blue, green, and tan deco and a brand new helmeted head sculpt and named it Steel Brigade. The basic premise was to get the Mini Joe fan to fill out a questionnaire that would auto-generate a personal bio card, including information about your name, specialties, weapons expertise, traits, abilities, and your personality. It was such a roaring success that they continued to run this particular figure offer until 1991. Over the years, the figure changed in build from that first release, and we ended up with four unique figures, A through D. Each figure came with recolored versions of Airborne and Duke's backpack, Airborne's rifle for A and D, and the Crimson Guard rifle for versions B and C. They were also issued with the Steel Brigade patch. Earlier versions had a white backing, and later versions went with black. A fifth figure, E, was also thought to exist for a long time before being debunked and blamed on a nefarious dealer who kitbashed the variant using the previous releases. In 1992, a second version was offered in a brand new deco of gold, blue, green, and black, and also came with the bio card, a different green version of the backpack, a recolored patch, and a rifle upgrade with a black version of Recoil's rifle. The Steel Brigade also saw release in mail-away form in the UK and Europe, with one of the most significant changes being made for the UK Action Force line. The name was changed to the Special Corps in 1988, and was offered as a mail-away utilising a similar questionnaire process, which provided a similar bio card printout for your figure. The figure itself was the version D build that the United States saw in later releases. In addition to the backpack and rifle accessories, UK participants were treated to even more goodies, including a special cover letter from Hawk with a swanky membership card, a completely different sew-on patch, a flexi-disc vinyl record with a very awesome message and competition offer from General Hawk, whose accent changes about three times during the recording.
This is Hawk, speaking to you, the latest recruit. Welcome to the Special Corps, soldier.
And a wicked poster with all the figure card art as a checklist, including figures that were never released in the UK. I'm looking at you, Chuckles. We wouldn't see the Steel Brigade for quite a while after this one, not until 2005 in the G.I. Joe Collectors Club. The Steel Brigade Command 3-pack introduced both Dragonsky and Gung-Ho into leadership roles, with a Steel Brigade Commander that utilised the Black Star head sculpt. They got a swanky new Urban Rain camouflage and more of a backstory, developing them into a security team for the Joes around the globe. The club also included a Steel Brigade Paratrooper 2-pack that year, complete with parachutes. The following year, in 2006, we got more Steel Brigade figures, only this time as named characters with removable helmets. Checkpoint, Red Zone, and Rook joined the squad in a direct-to-consumer and true exclusive 6-pack that also featured three Plague characters, Gallows, Grimskull, and Guillotine. The security team angle was played up a bit more with Checkpoint, but other specialties were given to Red Zone, an Urban Assault Specialist, and Rook, an Interrogator. We had to wait 5 more years before the critically acclaimed Pursuit of Cobra line in 2011, but we did get a couple of versions as if they were homaging the original mail-away offer. Version 3A was made available in the third wave of figures in 2011 for Pursuit of Cobra, but also made it to the early 30th anniversary card. This version even saw a third release in the 50th anniversary in a 2-pack with the Iron Grenadier version 8 in 2015. He featured quite the accessory loadout: a removable helmet revealed a balaclava style head sculpt underneath, removable collar piece, tactical vest, bandolier, his classic Airborne slash Duke backpack. He had a rocket launcher, rockets, and a second backpack to store them in, as well as a number of rifles and a tripod for the machine gun. Dude was stacked. A second version of the figure, 3B, was released for the latter part of the 30th line, switching to the Snake Eyes version 54 arms and legs, including the separate knee pads and a few alterations to the accessories from the previous build. The 3A and 3B were all given blank spaces where their names would go on the file card, as well as an homage to the original offer to make yourself a Joe character. 2011 was full of Steel Brigade related figures, as the 30th anniversary Mark II Vamp came with a brand new Steel Brigade Delta driver. Fewer paint ops with a darker scheme and a cool removable helmet made this one pretty cool, and one of my favourites in the Steel family so far. These figures were all described as a fighting force or grunts in their file cards, which took them away from the club's security force narrative. Staying in 2011, Hasbro gave a panel at JoeCon revealing an unreleased Steel Brigade 5-pack consisting of Flint, Bench Press, a generic trooper, Sky Duster, and SPC Altitude. This was the first time a jump jetpack was associated with the team, as well as an homage to the true 6-pack shoulder pad body armour with Flint and the trooper, both elements that we can now see on the new Steel Corps designs. They even got a cool new logo that also never saw the light of day. The following year at JoeCon in 2012, a concept case was set up to show congoers some pretty awesome unreleased figure and vehicle ideas with fully fleshed out models. There were a number of Steel Brigade concepts that in some cases did find their way out. In 2014, the Collectors Club gave us the Zombie Initiative theme, and in that set of exclusives, we had a Steel Brigade Commander version 2, which took the deco from the original Goldhead figure from 1992 and not the Commander in the Urban Reign camo I mentioned previously. We also received a Steel Brigade Delta version 2 figure with the Skyhawk and a return to the Urban Reign camouflage from 2005. The Security Forces angle was once again revisited for the file cards. The most interesting version, however, was version 4, a 3-pack of Zombie Steel Brigade. Another concept case idea that the club brought to life in this set of exclusives. I for one love the Compound Z storyline and very much enjoyed any figures that ended up interacting with it. In the 30th you had Airtight, loosely released to coincide with his Renegades look, only more like his classic figure. Obviously the Zombie Vipers as well, and now we had Zombie Steel Brigade to throw another toxic spanner in the works for G.I. Joe. Another fun addition to the Steel Brigade family came after Hasbro acquired Tonka in 1991 and put out a number of vehicle products the following year with G.I. Joe tampos and stickers. It makes sense that the club went in the security team direction with the backstory when you take this into consideration. You also have to include the extremely adorable Microforce figure from 2013. Man, I love that little line, which also included a number of concept case characters we never saw in any other form. In recent years, it went quiet on the Steel radar, with Hasbro letting the name trademark slip, and that's how we ended up with the Steel Battalion, whose one and only appearance was showing up in the short-lived War on Cobra mobile game. With that name in place, you would have thought the classified team would use it, but they decided to go with a brand new moniker that combined both the US and UK original names and threw in a few extra fun details to boot. So the digital render was shown during G.I. Joe Day on the Hasbro Pulse socials in advance of the upcoming Valentine's Day fan stream, which has been moved to March the 8th now. It's likely we will get more backstory for the new Joe Troop Builder pack, and possibly even physical models to show, but it might be a little early in the development phase for that. We shall see, of course. If they are up for pre-order very soon, then it's likely we will see them. So what do we know so far? It's a male and female 2-pack, utilised the vintage aesthetic, but also ramps it up a little with the design, including some interesting body and shoulder armour aspects that do look removable to a degree. It might still be a permanent secondary situation, but they do look great, so that doesn't bother me. They each come with alternate pilot helmets, which again look fantastic, and help to reinforce the usage of the included jump jet packs. The packs are very close to the vintage release, down to the flag tampo and model number. They even have their own jetpack blast effects, as well as the rifles, pistols, and other blast effects that have come with the Viper 3-pack in the past. I've seen a few complaints here, but it really isn't a big deal for me, seeing as we are getting a lot of new tooling in a short space of time. Plus, those rifles and effects are pretty cool. They also get a knife each to go in their chest sheaths. One of the most pleasing things is the application of the original deco. There's something hugely nostalgic there for me, and I cannot wait to get this set in hand. They better come with a floppy vinyl disc and a mission read out by Lenny himself as General Hawk. Now, repaints throw up an interesting collection of options here. The obvious one is a Steel Corps Commander for both the male and female in the gold, purple, and green. It's a pretty odd deco, but with some subtle colour choices and more subdued tones, I think it could work for sure. Another possibility for a repaint is to do the Urban Reign camouflage pattern, but I'm not really sure just how popular that deco is, and with it being a club-inspired addition, I wonder if they would veer away from that, as a lot of the new collectors might not be aware of the homage. I guess that hasn't stopped them doing more obscure characters like Helix and Kamakura, but they are probably more recognisable than the Urban Rain camouflage. I could also see them joining the Tiger Force as well, and any other sub-team that appears in the line, Mad Marauders being a current option, with Night Force being a possible future one. One additional aspect for me that I think the brand team would get a lot of points for would be to offer a selfie series option where you can build your own file card and actually become one of the Joes. And yes, I know you could always pop your selfie series head on this figure, which I'm absolutely going to do, by the way, but I think it would be a fun way to do a separate mail away experience and make it personal with a new bio card and maybe a new patch with the Steel Core on it thrown in for good measure. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for Steel Core? Looking forward to seeing physical figures? Do you expect pre-orders for them in March? What was your original code name from 1987? Mine was Firelynx. Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, I'll be back with another classified deep dive when they inevitably drop more name-only reveals next month, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.